بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. The single most important matter in this worldly life is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Tawheed, the singling out of Allah alone for worship, the distinction for entering paradise and not staying in the hellfire for eternity. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah said, At-Tawheed aslu li-Iman. That Tawheed is the foundation of Iman. Wa huwa al-kalam al-fariq bayn ahlu jannah wa ahlu nar. And it is a statement of separation, yani the statement of La ilaha illallah, the statement of Tawheed. It is the statement of separation between the people of paradise and the people of the hellfire. وَهُوَ ثَمَنُ الْجَنَّةِ. And it is the price of paradise. وَلَا يُصِحْ إِسْلَامَ أَحْدًا إِلَّا بِهِ. And no one's Islam is correct without Tawheed. This is what he mentioned in has been collected in Majmu'a Fatawa. Tawheed is singling out Allah alone in all the matters which are specific for Him and what is appropriate for His Majesty, from Rububiyyah, which is the Lordship of Allah, that Allah is the Creator, He is the Lord, He is the King, He is the disposer of all matters, He is the controller, and that He has beautiful names which He has named Himself in the Quran and which He revealed in the authentic Sunnah. Likewise, He has attributes, characteristics, sifat, which are beautiful and lofty and noble, honorable sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for Himself, which He has described in the Quran, which He has revealed in the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And with these two aspects of Tawheed, we conclude His uluhiyah, that Allah is the one alone to be worshipped, that you do not put partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all aspects of worship. The importance of Tawheed is so important that it can never be underestimated. Why? Because this Tawheed is La ilaha illallah, that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Qayyim, who died in the year 751, rahimullah, said, regarding this La ilaha illallah, regarding this Tawheed, he said, it is the statement due for which the heavens and the earth were created. It is the statement which is due from for which the heavens and the earth were created, and all created beings were created. The nations were built upon it, and the Qibla, the direction of prayer, was placed due to La ilaha illallah. The swords of jihad were unsheathed due to it, and it is the manifestation of the right of Allah upon His slaves. Blood, wealth, and offspring in this world are granted protection because of it, as it is a safeguard from the punishment of the grave and punishment of the fire. The statement of Tawheed, he said, is the proclamation without which no one can enter paradise, and it is the rope without which it is not possible to reach Allah. He said, it is the statement of Islam and the key to the land of peace, salam. And by it, people are divided into wretched and happy, and the accepted and the rejected. And with the statement of Tawheed, the lands of kufr, disbelief, and the lands of Iman are separated. and the land of delight and the land of wretchedness and shame are distinguished from each other. And it is the pillar that carries that which is obligatory, and it is the pillar that carries that which is obligatory and that which is the sunnah, that whoever's last statement is La ilaha illallah enters paradise. It's a beautiful statement, a mention from Shaykh Islam Ibn Qayyim rahimullah. Beautiful statement, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us, وَعْبَدُوا اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, as is mentioned in Surah Nisa. Worship Allah and do not associate partners with Him. Shaykh al-Islam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz rahimullah, one of our great scholars, was asked this question: what is the importance of Tawheed? And he mentioned, he said, the Quran is sufficient as a proof, as evidences for the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and its importance. And he mentioned the ayat, like he mentioned the ayah in Surah Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you people, worship Allah. Worship Allah. And in other ayat, which Shaykh mentioned was like, for example, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, and your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions likewise, وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهٌ وَاحِدٌ. The Shaykh quoted this ayah and he said, and your Lord, your God, your ilah is one, Allah. لَا إِلَاهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ, that there is none has the right to be worshipped but He, the most beneficent, the most merciful. And there are hundreds of ayat in the Quran. Rather, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah said, every single verse in the Quran is a proof of the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can it be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we don't pay attention? How can it be that we don't understand that the aspect of Tawheed and Shirk? How can it be that the people do not turn to this Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where it's been mentioned all the way through the Quran? The great companion, the great scholar of tafsir, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, said, كل ما في القرآن من الأمر بالعبادة, everywhere in the Quran where the command with worship is mentioned, فالمراد به التوحيد, then the intent is Tawheed, as is mentioned by Imam Baghawi in his tafsir. Everywhere in the Quran where the command with worship is mentioned, then the intent, والمراد, the meaning is Tawheed. So we find that the people read the Quran, but they read it like they're blindfolded. They read it without understanding. They read it not to benefit from its meaning. Rather, they read it just for the reward. They read it not for understanding. Otherwise, they will come across these verses. And we've been told to read the Quran with an understanding and reflection and pondering on these verses. And we find that the people don't pay attention to this Tawheed. We find that the people say La ilaha illa and they don't understand its meaning. It has been narrated by Malik ibn Anas radiallahu anhu, that he said, Mahalun an nadhannu bin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is impossible to think that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, annahu allama ummatu al-istinja, that he taught his ummah how to wash themselves after defecating, walam yu'allimhum at-tawhid, and he did not teach them tawhid. He taught us how to go to the bathroom, how to wash ourselves, to clean ourselves, and that he did not teach us tawhid. This is impossible. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, spent 10 years in Mecca teaching the people Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, singling out Allah alone for worship, not associating partners with Him. Not associating partners with Him, singling out Allah alone for all aspects of worship, not just the prayer, not just the fasting, not just the Hajj, not just the giving charity, rather every single matter. Every single matter that a human being faces is based upon the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first matter that we begin with, the first matter that we teach the people, the first matter that we call the people to, is a matter of Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we're dealing with non-Muslims or Muslims, we tell them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't mean that we don't begin discussions and open up discussions about other matters, because if a person is a Muslim and he's already in Islam, you can introduce the da'wah of Tawheed with wisdom. Maybe you're discussing some issue and then you turn that discussion towards Tawheed. You turn that discussion towards Aqeedah. You turn that discussion towards the methodology of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because in the biography of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, like Sheikh Salih Fawzan mentioned, that verily in the biography of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah, the life, the example of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you have the foundation for Tawheed. You have the foundation for the Tawheed. So that's the first matter that we begin with, as is mentioned by the da'wah of the prophets. Our Shaykh Rabi ibn Hadi al-Madkhali said, Nuh alayhi salam spent 150 years only calling to Tawheed. 150 years only calling to Tawheed. He said, the Hizbis say to the Salafis, You people war against those who worship graves, but we war against those who live in palaces, meaning the rulers. We say make war against idolatry, shirk, and the opposite of Tawheed, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, placing mediaries with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, placing somebody equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh said, is your great da'wah greater than the da'wah of the prophets? Is your da'wah greater than the da'wah of the prophets? The prophets came with the da'wah of Tawheed. The prophets came with the da'wah of Tawheed. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he used to send the people to give da'wah, to call the people to Islam, like he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen and Ali radhiallahu anhu to Yemen, and he sent other companions, Mus'ab ibn Umair to Medina and other companions. He said to Mu'adh, إِنَّكَ تَأْتِي قَوْمًا مِنْ أَحْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Indeed, you are going to a group from the people, to a group from the people of the book. فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلْ مَا تَدُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ أَنْ يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ. And that, so the first thing that you should call them to is that they single out Allah alone with worship. The people, out of their ignorance, the people out of following their desires, the people due to just copying other and feeling inferior and copying other nations, they say, oh, we should get involved with democracy. This is where our success lies. We should get involved with other different systems of life, and this is how we can achieve authority in the land. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, awwal ma tad'uhum, the first thing that you should call them to, an yuwahhidullah, you call them to that they shall single out Allah alone with worship, that they single out Allah alone with worship. So this is the first thing that we begin with. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan said, beginning with first things first, is that firstly one should begin with correcting the aqeedah by commanding with having ikhlas, sincerity for Allah in worship, and prohibiting shirk. This is the first thing that we begin our da'wah with. We teach the people this, these aspects of the religion, because with that we find, like Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentions, فَأَصْلُ مَا تَزَقُّ بِهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَرْوَاحِ. So the origin with which the hearts and the souls are purified is Tawheed. Is Tawheed. This is how we purify our hearts and souls and become pure. That when we have this Tawheed, this La ilaha illallah, this understanding and reality of La ilaha illallah, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says, the reality of Tawheed is that one does not love except for the sake of Allah. He loves that what Allah loves for the sake of Allah. So he does not love except for the sake of Allah. And he does not hate except for the sake of Allah. And this is why we find ourselves in such a terrible situation, such a horrible situation, the Muslims, Sheikh. Because we have lost the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have lost the priority of putting Allah first. The great scholar, Shaykh Rabi ibn Hadi al-Madkhali said, it is yajib, and it is obligatory to have great importance of Tawheed. That we pay great importance to Tawheed. He said, I swear by Allah that this ummah did not become lost and its enemies did not prevail over them, from the Jews, the Christians, the Majus, the socialists and others, except after they lost Tawheed. So Allah caused this humiliation to overcome them, and He is not pleased with them until they return to the Islam, which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his noble companions were upon. This Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, singling out Allah alone for worship in all aspects of our lives, in all those matters which are specific for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, helps us in our dunya and in the hereafter. In the hereafter, it gets us into paradise. And in the dunya, it helps us. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, nothing repels the extreme worldly hardships. Nothing repels the extreme worldly hardships as does Tawheed. This is why the supplication for distress and anxiety is with Tawheed. Nothing repels the extreme worldly hardships as does Tawheed. This is why the supplication, the dua for distress and anxiety is with Tawheed. A distressed person does not make dua with the supplication of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. That was the dua of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, which is mentioned in the Quran. So a person does not make dua with the supplication, with the dua of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, except that Allah drives away his distress and anxiety with Tawheed. There is nothing more gruesome for the distressed person except shirk. And there is nothing that can rescue you from it except Tawheed. It is the place of refuge for the creation, its shelter, its fortress, and its means of seeking aid. With that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our Muslim brothers and sisters everywhere, wherever they are, to adhere and to learn and to hold on to the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from shirk and it's all its forms. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters, our brothers there in Delhi and in Aligarh and all the other different places where the Muslims are, to come back to the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep away from shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who hears all the supplications. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha